established. Members present are Speaker Grusendorf, Representative Davidson, Grunberg, Donnelly, and myself, Representative Ellis. For the record, today is Friday, May 15th, 1992.
I need to talk to you right after this.
Representative Donnelly?
I'm here to protest. I want to go home.
Okay, that's duly noted for the record. We have an item before you this evening that I guess is the capital budget of the state, supplemental spending as well as reappropriations. And I'd like to note for the record why this bill is in the shape that it is before you. I'm embarrassed to present to you this document, but that's the way it is in this special session. This is the top item that you have here is the appropriation bill passed by the Senate. This top cover sheet is the result of work when the bill was returned to the Senate Finance Committee for more work. So it's pretty clear what happened there. The 1, 2, and 3 under all of this are floor amendments that were adopted by the Senate. The sponsors are noted. And because engrossing was waived by the Senate so they could leave before the dinner hours this evening, we do not have a document that appears in the normal appropriate form. This is the best that can be done. It cannot be put into better shape than this because of the waiving of engrossment and the way the Senate passed it as just sort of a, I don't know, I've heard it referred to as a conceptual document on the part of the other body. So I feel personally embarrassed that it's before you in this shape, but point out that it's no one's responsibility in this body for the shape that this important bill appears in and will appear to the House. Are there any other comments or questions about the item before us? I'll give members of the committee just another minute here to look through their materials.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Is amendment number one the same as 411 as passed by the House?
I believe that's true.
I'm talking about floor amendment number one, not the jar off amendment.
There are, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Speaker?
There are some exceptions, yeah. Without going into detail, there are some changes.
So, Representative Davidson?
So, again, this is a conceptual document. It's sort of like writing a check on a football.
Well, it's conceptual. It's all here, but in a not, you know, it's not compiled in the usual form. I've not been made aware of what the funding, proposed funding source is. I mean,
is there any problem with the legality of the document?
No, there is not.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Speaker Grusendorf.
I've seen budgets of this nature in worse shape. I think the House and the Senate did work fairly close, and just by three major amendments, one of those amendments being House Bill 411, and just a separate thing, I think that it's better order than I've seen it, even though we may not like the circumstances that drove us.
It looks like a mess. It's not our normal form, but it's clear what's contained here, and folks have had a chance, not the 24 hours that the rule requires, I suppose, but members have had a chance to review it. But it's completely legal to take action on this item.
So,
Representative Davidson?
Mr. Chairman, in the consideration of the 24-hour rule, I do realize that, you know, this is the document we've had before us for actually more than 24 hours, but I understand there are slight differences in. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Well, the floor amendments.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Speaker Grusin.
Representative Davidson, of course there are differences, but most of those differences were bills and concepts that had failed here that were put back in there, mm-hmm. So most of which you support.
Yes, so there's nothing that we don't really have a pretty thorough knowledge of then in this document.
Nothing that's of it, Mr. Chairman, nothing that should be a surprise to anybody at this table, because every concept as well as everything we had discussed in great depth.
Okay,
thank you.
The chair at this time will entertain.
Wait, I just have one question. I assume there were no amendments on the floor to amendment number one.
None that we know of.
Okay.
There was one that invited, and it failed.
But nothing that passed.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to adopt this stuff as the committee substitute. Representative Davidson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the conceptual document.
Wait, we cannot adopt the committee substitute. We have to pass it exactly as it is. because then it would have to go
if
back.
The committee substitute is the same.
Well, what we do, Mr. Chairman, what we do is pass it out with individual recommendations.
Just like it is.
Mr. Chairman, I move the document before us pass out of this committee with individual recommendations.
Okay, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. I'd like to ask each of you to sign, and that completes our business.
It's been a pleasure having all the meetings we've had these last 2 years.
Yes, we've had far too many, but this was a necessary one to finish the state's business. Thank you all very much. The meeting's concluded.
This is actually the best Finance Committee meeting.